My name is Christelle Donaldson, and you are listening to The Working Mums Show, episode 4, Living Abroad, Finding Joy in the Present and Connecting in a New World, with Dr. Véronique Elephant-Yanni. Welcome to The Working Mums Show. I'm your host, Christelle Donaldson, mum of two and busy professional. In this show, we explore different ways to find balance and thrive as a working mum in Switzerland. We'll share practical advice and inspiration to help you prioritize your health, family and career. From self-care and mindfulness to career development or financial planning, we'll cover a range of topics to help you feel your best and achieve your goals. So join us as we dive into the challenges and joys of being a working mum and discover how to create a life that's balanced and fulfilled. Welcome back to another episode of The Working Mums Show. Today, we're diving into the world of expat life with a seasoned clinical psychologist who has over 25 years of experience in the field. Dr. Véronique Elephant-Yanni specializes in a holistic approach to mental health, emphasizing the balance of mind and body through mindfulness and meditation. As an expatriate herself, she uniquely understands the challenges of international living and offers exclusive online therapy services, ensuring accessibility, flexibility, and confidentiality for her global clientele. With top academic credentials, including a doctorate in affective sciences from the University of Geneva, she brings a wealth of expertise to her therapeutic practice, assisting patients in overcoming emotional struggles and traumatic experiences. Dr. Elephant-Yanni has developed a unique approach known as 3D human therapy, giving her patients agency over their wellness. In this episode, Dr. Elephant-Yanni shares her insights on how to embrace the present, let go of that guilt, and find the courage to seek out your tribe. So grab your favorite beverage, cozy up, and join us. Let's get started. So hello, Véronique. Thank you very much for coming onto the podcast.
Hello, Christelle. Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you. So maybe we just start with a brief introduction about yourself and how you happened to start working with expats.
So I'm a psychotherapist for now, something like 25 years. And I began to work with patients in Canada. Then after that, I moved to Korea, South Korea. So I work there also with some expat people, because Korean people, in any case, they will have maybe some Korean psychotherapies, but I'm not even sure if they use them. And after that, I work mainly in Singapore, and I'm still working in Singapore. And with time, I developed my own method, which called 3D human therapy. And we use the affect space and affect to get people more emotionally balanced and finding some happiness in life.
Okay.
And some energy and motivation.
No, that sounds good and very useful. And you use different techniques, right? Because you train into meditations as well.
Yes. So in fact, I developed what I call the well-being program. So I have four tools. The first tool, as I say, was meditation. The second tool is the three breathing. So the three breathing is the fact that you deep breathe with your belly three times through the nose, exhale and inhale. And you can use this 1 minute tools every time you have some dark rumination or stress or going to a meeting, going to something that stresses you. And the next tool will be a small pleasure every day. But not only having a small pleasure, but taking the time to appreciate the small pleasure every day.
I like
because
that.
Because we need the satisfaction to not annihilate everyday frustration.
Mm.
So this way, you don't add to your archaic anger. Okay?
Yeah.
And the last tool is what I call green walk. That means you go in nature, a park, or if you are on the countryside, or ask a patient living on the boat. So he say, okay, I'm going on the beach, but green walk, okay? So that means that you take the time to have 30 minutes walk every day and not watching your phone or speaking with anyone on the other side of the planet, but just enjoying your time. That's it. Okay? All those tools, the goal is to take you back to your present time. Okay? Because the affect space, that means your good brain is working at present. Okay, present time, now, you know, like in meditation, new age and everything, now time. And most of the people, they forget to live present to themselves, okay? If you want to be in contact with your living energy, you have to be at present time. If you're lost in your head, okay, you alienate yourself, you are alien to yourself.
I completely agree, yes.
Okay.
So tell me, when it comes specifically to expats, because really this is the type of people that we're addressing here, people
Yeah.
who come to a new country, who don't have support, who have to learn everything. What are the type of, you know, either psychological or emotional challenges that working moms have when they come to this new country? What's your insight from your experience?
Okay. I will say for expats, one of the main problems is how to recreate a network, how to meet people, how not to feel so lonely, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just to have someone to go for a run or to go to have a drink after work or anything like this. I will say that don't be shy, okay? You are not alone to be alone. That means go on social media, try to see what kind of expat page you find, try to see what kind of event they offer, or maybe you can post something saying, oh, I would be happy to meet some woman living here and just arrived, having a coffee, let me know. And it's working, okay? Because all expats are the same, okay? And you have to also expect people to be welcoming, okay? Because they are in the same situation than you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it will not be so easy to have friends, but you can have some acquaintances, so you can go out, have a drink, find someone to go to the theater or to the movie theater, okay? So it's not so difficult, because think everyone is on the same boat. So
And
don't
what
be shy.
about,
Go
but
out
what
and try to
about,
meet people.
yes. And what about when there are either language or cultural barriers because you're in a place where maybe there are not people from the same background as you? How do you address that?
Okay, I will say quite often your own embassy will have some event. So you can find some other people speaking the same language. Okay, in Switzerland, as you know, we have four languages, and from one canton to the next, people don't speak the same language, okay? So most of them, they speak in English. So I will not expect everyone to speak English, but most of the people today speak English. In Switzerland, as we don't have the same languages, we speak English between us. So I would say for expat people, it's the same. And sometimes, you know, your husband speaks English, but you follow your husband and you don't speak English, okay? So try first to contact your embassy, see if they have any club, you know, any events where you can meet people speaking the same language, okay? And otherwise, okay, maybe you can learn some basic words like thank you, hello, because even living in Korea, I had to learn some words, okay? Because Korean people, they are so happy when you say hello in their own language, okay? So
Yeah.
yeah, you have to make some effort. You cannot expect all the people in the country to learn your language, so you have to make a basic effort. And as I said before, okay, try to meet people, don't be shy.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. So, since we're talking about working mothers who are typically juggling many hats between their job, parenting, learning to be in this new country and, figuring it out, and sometimes not having family, the stress levels can be quite high sometimes. And I think mums in particular tend to forget themselves and put themselves last, right? And it does have a massive impact on mental health.
Yeah, I think you exactly point the finger where it hurts the most. Okay, the fact that if you forget yourself, you will not be able to help anyone, not your children, not your husband, not yourself. Okay, I use what I call the three concentric circles. That means the first circle is you, the second circle is a couple, and the third circle is a family. So first, you have to work on yourself. If you feel good, the world will be pink, welcoming, friendly. Okay. If you feel bad, everything will be sweetening, everything will be under tension, upsetting, frustrating. Okay. So first, you have to work on yourself. Okay. So at least try to find some time for yourself. And even if your husband is working, he has to contribute. Okay? You didn't make this kid alone, so you have to be both working for the kid. Okay? So, yeah. Today we have a father vacation, not vacation, but father's time to help the mother with the kid. It's a good reason behind it. It's because a kid, a new kid, a baby, is a full-time job.
Even
So,
a older kid,
yeah,
not
even
his
older
baby.
kid, but smaller, more work. Okay,
Yes.
smaller, you have to do everything because you cannot do anything. So, and on top of it, if you don't sleep, it's even more difficult. Okay, so you really have to form a team with your husband so you can both take care of the newborn.
I agree, yes.
So. Now, in some countries, like for example, Singapore, because I'm living in Singapore now, it's easy to have a maid. In Switzerland, not so much.
No.
But you still maybe have a au pair, somebody can help you with the children.
And since you are a therapist and you can help with that question, I would like to have your insight about how to fight guilt. Because I think guilt is a very strong feeling or emotion for moms, either the guilt of leaving your child with someone else or the guilt to actually take time for yourself if you have kids. How do you navigate that? Because I think it's very important.
Okay, so first I will address the idea to take care of yourself, leaving your kid for an hour or something during the day. Okay. So come back to the basics. Okay, our duty in life is to be happy. Okay, and to be happy, you have the right to be selfish. Why? Because happiness is the only thing you can offer to other people. Okay? When we are born, object doesn't exist, don't exist. Okay? So the only thing important is social link. So you can radiate happiness if you feel good in your own skin. Otherwise, you radiate only negative. Okay? So the biggest altruism that you can have is first taking care of yourself. No guilt.
And it does sound
Now,
counterintuitive, huh?
yeah, it's counterintuitive, but a lot of important things in life are paradoxical. Okay? So if you want to take care of someone, let's say in a plane, you have a problem, you need the oxygen mask. First, you have to put it on yourself before to put it on your kids. Same thing here. You first, and after, when you feel good enough, you can be positive for someone else. If you feel bad in your skin, everything you do, give to other people will be wanted. Okay? So, no guilt here. First you, so you can help others.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay. Now, guilt to leaving your kid to someone else for 1 hour. When you forget the first guilt, it's better. Okay? Because right away, okay, I'm fine. I'm taking care of myself, so I can be more positive to help my children, first help my husband, okay, and then the family, and that's still it's worrying, right away. But now I want to address something else. You know, expat people, they are like other people. Sometimes the issue is not directly with them, but first with their own family, okay? A new mother can have a lot of issues with her own parents, particularly with her own mother. And some expats, they are very happy to be far away, okay? Not having the family on their back, telling them, oh, it will be better if you do this or that, okay? So I will say, if you have an issue with your own family, maybe before to transmit it to your own children, maybe work on yourself, try to get a resolution with your own issues, so it will be better also in the relationship with your own children. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to be told, because you already know if you have issues or not.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. And actually, I am going to talk to someone who's specializing on childhood trauma and healing the mother wound and this type of concepts.
Yeah. But also, you have to understand something. Don't work with people who have labels, okay? Work with people who are interested in your own functionings. Labels doesn't bring any help, okay? It's just a stigma that you will carry with you, okay? So functioning is important. How do you function? Do you understand your functioning? This is more important.
So do you have any stories or, you know, case studies of people who came to see you for particular challenges and how you take them from one place to another through your work?
Okay, so I have first they came together. A couple came to me because I have a very big tension between them since they have a newborn. Okay, so classical story, parents doesn't sleep, they're both working, they don't have time to work because they are so tired. And after that, they have a lot of tension between them and everything like this, okay? So what happened? The woman said, I'm very upset with my mother, and we begin to work together. So you have to understand, at that time, they separated. They, both of them took an apartment. They have a time sharing with a boy, 1 week here, 1 week here. In Singapore, they have a maid, so the maid goes from one flat to the other flat, 1 week here, 1 week here. And everything is working fine, okay, because they have no more tension. And after a time, they're even able to go outside, have a lunch, and spend some time doing some biking together and everything. And now, after 3 years, they decide they are ready to live together again and thinking about a second kid. Okay? So this is what is important. Okay? When you work on yourself, you change. People around you change also. And after some time, you can find you both together again. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you burn the bridge, okay, if you let the anger take the best of you, you will forget what was the link between you at the beginning, the affection, the love you have for the other one.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is a very good example of how you have to work first on the inner circle yourself, after on the couple, and after and have a functional family.
Yes. And not everyone has the capacity, I guess, of having separate apartments. And, you know, if you want to make it work, it can be done, I guess, differently, even though it might be difficult in the first few years.
Yeah, but the fact is, they take a separate apartment, and from there, but in fact, they have a lot of affection for one another, and they wait, okay? You have to understand, they had some other partner in between.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay? So they could decide to separate completely and make their life each on their side. But they have a lot of affection between them, and they still wanted to be together, but it was very difficult. okay? Because on top of the difficulties with the newborn, they also have a lot of resentment, okay, with the
Yes.
words they share when they were upset. Okay? So they were patient, persistent, and after 3 years, they were able to decide, okay, we are good friends now, maybe we can go further. Okay? And they decide to take a new place to live together, and also because prices in Singapore for renting go up the sky. Okay, maybe it was also a good decision. Okay, in any case, now a second child is on the table. Okay, so everything is fine.
Oh, that's interesting. Very interesting. So any final tip that you'd like to share for mums out there?
Okay, first I want to, this is for everyone, for experts also, but for everyone. Don't forget that before to have thinking, you have feelings. Okay, this is very important. Trust your good feeling. Trust your good brain. Okay, when we are born, we don't have concept, we have feelings. Okay, and from this basis, we build the concept. Okay? So don't forget to feel. Don't forget to come back to now, because otherwise, you only live in your head. Past and future are not real. Okay, unless you make them.
Thank you very
so
much.
This will be my main advice to everyone.
And I like very much what you were saying at the beginning, to use, you know, very short practices, whether it's a 1 minute belly breathing, just a few times a day, just to reconnect.
The three breathing, 1 minute shows. You can use it everywhere, at the office, on the subway, everywhere.
Yeah, no, very good. So how can people connect with you? What's the best way? On your website?
Yeah, the best way will be our website, Psychology Expert Singapore. And from there, you can have a lot of information and you can directly book an appointment if you're interested to work with me.
Yeah, because you consult online, right?
Yeah. So this is also very important, okay? Even if you are abroad, you can find someone speaking your language because now therapy is online. And also, I want to say online therapy as good as in-person therapy. Okay? The therapeutic process works very well, so you don't have to wonder, oh, is it a scam? No, it's not. Online therapy works perfectly well.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Véronique. It was a pleasure meeting you. I'll be sharing your details on the show notes as well.
Okay. Thank you. Have a
thank
nice
you.
Day. Bye.
Bye-bye.